Episode 391, November 12th, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
We are back from Las Vegas. We are back and we're tired, but I think we're feeling like it was a home run of a trip, Joe Robinson.
Yeah, no, 100%. There's only one small, I guess, issue, and that's I wish we had had more people. I wish all the people that went to the Mike O'Mara show the night before came to see our murder mystery. I think we probably lost about 100 from night to night.
Yeah, I think...
Well, we had about 250.
Yeah, we did. And they had a few people that couldn't come, so they didn't have every seat filled for Friday, which they've already talked about on their show, about having a way to rectify that. If you can't come at the last minute, there's still a way to, you know, get people to be able to come out there. I don't know. Oscar's smart. He'll figure it out. But yeah, I think next year, if assuming we can do it again and we can fill it, and therefore we can make some money and make it financially feasible, that we can, if we announce them on the same night, people won't make plans to leave and they'll get tickets and it'll just be a... Because Mike did use the word convention, which I think is the right way to look at this thing, as opposed to a one event. Now we had the two. You know, we're going to make it a whole thing, a whole 3-4 day of events.
Yeah. No, that would, you know, hell, if they wanted to, you know, we could go do stand-up the first night.
Yeah.
They could do their show the second night. We could do our murder mystery the third night.
Absolutely. Or, you know, we have our Sing for Your Life murder mystery, which has a mini karaoke contest in the middle. I think that is a crowd pleaser. Especially if people know in advance they're going to sing karaoke.
Hell, we could do a murder mystery. They could do their show. We could do another murder mystery if they want to do that.
Yeah, we could do. They could do two. We can do things. There will be no all these talented people. We'll find a way. But it was a great. It was an awesome weekend. Shout out to the Mike O'Mara show, Mike and Oscar and Rob Spiewak, who was in a big part.
Well, they were all in it, but yeah. Rob had the most heavy lifting of any
absolutely.
Of them, yeah.
Pony, Mac, the whole gang, the wives, the girlfriends, and all the listeners. You know, I see these people on Facebook, and, you know, some of them we deal with on our show, like Jim Amato, that we've never really hung out with, and we got to hang out with the legendary Jim Amato.
Hung out with Jim. I was playing craps when he came to see me. I was, and I met his wife at the Bellagio.
Wife as well, yeah.
And then pool guy Mark.
Yes, shout out to Pool Guy Mark. Yeah. Very, very cool. Said he was going to be in chat. I forgot to tell him that we weren't going to have a live chat this week.
Yeah, but you were in the air probably.
Yeah,
when
we'll see you next week.
And shout out to Veronica. I think her last name is Malin, who said thank you to me. She said, I know you're not probably going to influence Joe, but I really appreciate you talking about adopting animals, and maybe other people are listening.
Good, well dude. Done.
Thanks for bringing the show down.
No, Robbie deserves that nice, nice, tender moment. You know, it's interesting. You know, I walk around with, you know, I do with Kettner a lot, and obviously people recognize him, and everywhere we go, people come up. And on a much lesser scale, but this is the most that's ever, like, for me, is on this thing.
Because, yeah, where people come and recognize you.
Right.
Yeah.
And they know me because I have more of a presence on the Mike O'Mara show because it's a character that I do and stuff. And Tawanda, who, you know, is never going to get that, or Katie, they get that because we talk about them so much.
Yeah, a lot of people came. I was recognized a lot for my voice.
Right.
And then a lot of people recognized Katie because obviously they saw me, heard my voice, and then saw this beautiful woman that, you know, there's no way, there's no reason I should be with her. And they go, oh, that must be Joe Robinson.
That probably makes us more recognizable because, oh, there's I'm with this gorgeous black woman. I shouldn't be. You're with this gorgeous woman who's, you know, 28 years old. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And they see, oh, that's, clearly that's Robin Joe. Yeah. So.
This is probably also the one and only time I was recognized for my voice.
Well, it's a great voice, Robbie. We'll get to your singing voice here in a little bit. We have a story about that. But, you know, it was a fantastic weekend.
Can I say something about the show? I think Justin set a record for the most improvisation.
Oh, 100%.
He was so off script, Joe. I think about 30% of the show.
Yeah.
Off script. I had to leave early.
Uh-huh.
But the only thing I didn't see was the reveal.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So I saw.
Well, the reveal was the most on script we were the whole time.
Yeah.
It just basically stayed like it normally is.
Yeah, he was great. It was the longest they ever talked to Sloan, and I wish it had kept going.
I know.
It was so funny.
And Sloan's actual real-life boyfriend. And, of course, Justin just talked about his love of Mike O'Mara, which, you know, normally that person is just an audience member you don't know anything about.
That's right.
Someone you grew up listening and adoring. But we had something happen in this show that's never happened before, and that, you know, before all our shows, there's audience roles. You know, Joe selects them and Katie, sometimes me, but usually Joe and Katie. And, you know, they get a notebook and then they have there's a cue for them and they're told, you know, basically when it's going to happen roughly in the show. And they know their character name. And usually when we announce, it's real clear, it's the school nurse here, the woman who's playing the school nurse, is going to walk up. And this other woman, the Stephanie, who we hung out with, who was super cool and fun, she, people were like, go. And they're like, because she's actually a nurse. So she walked on stage and she had no notebook. And I'm like, this is like it's kind of a long line, a line you're reading here. It's just, you know, normally you don't memorize this. And I'm like, where's your notebook? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, okay, why are you on stage? And then Katie was like, no, this is the actual person that got to play
so
that part.
So you sent her off the stage.
Yes. She was mortified, apparently.
That happened?
Yeah, and I told her it was fine. But somebody behind them told her to sit down.
Like, oh, really?
They had an argument. Like, they ended up finding her on Facebook and, like, figuring. They pulled a Robbie, if you listen to our bonus show. But I said, no, don't worry. It was an hilarious moment. Justin made fun of it.
Somebody found her on Facebook and started shitting on her.
No. The person that was shitting on them, Stephanie and her friend.
Oh, they found that person.
They figured out who that was. Yes. They Robbied it. Yes. Shout out to Steph Baker. Very, very helpful all weekend and hanging out and helping me sell t-shirts as well. Shout out to Patrick Melton for that as well. But yeah, it was the most rowdy, raucous crowd because usually it's a crowd of strangers. And when you're among strangers, you act, you know, a little more normal, right? But this is all a group of people that all...
It's like a family reunion, basically.
And I sort of regretted opening it up to the public and placing some ads because I think we got some locals, or I know we got some locals there. And I'm not sure if the show...
Worked for them.
As a matter of fact, I was told that... You know, Steph Baker told me they were sitting next to some locals. Like, yeah, we're huge fans of Murder Mysteries. And then she goes, halfway through the show, they were no longer sitting there. So
that's pretty funny. Yeah. Well, that's because we have somebody playing a role. Usually it's an audience member. And all of a sudden, they stand up and everybody cheers. Like, who the fuck's this guy? They don't know. They don't know who it is.
Yeah, it would be weird for that.
And every single person, I believe, that we had playing a role with the except, I think there are 8 roles in this one.
Yes.
And as a matter, but in addition to that, Rob Spiewak was playing a role that's normally played by a cast member.
Yes.
So Oscar, Mike, Carla, Rob Spiewak, who else? We had most of the people that we had playing roles were people that...
Oh, Jolene.
Everybody knew. Mm-hmm.
So there, you know, we've talked on this show about me being a horrible dancer. And the only times I dance, there's ever been video, is the Murder Mystery.
Right.
And
you've somehow made it out of almost every dance at this point.
I have somehow, yes. So I was on stage in the reveal. There's a little dancing and somebody yelled, oh, look at Rob dancing. So I didn't know if that was like a cute thing or they're mocking. So then I'm talking to Steph Baker once again, and she's talking about the dancing. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm a horrible dancer. She was talking about Spiewak.
Oh.
So Friday night during the Mike O'Mara, their show, they showed some home videos of Rob in high school in some sort of play, high school play. And his dancing, it was approaching Elaine Seinfeld level.
Oh, really? It's just so right. Horrible. Like Al Gore.
Yes. Right. And then I watched the video because people were videoing it. And I'm like, you know what?
You
I'm a better
somebody.
Dancer than Rob Spiewak.
Wow. He's really bad, I'm
yes.
assuming.
Yeah, well, I'll show you.
But he's a good singer. Shout out to Rob for really nailing, Rob Spiewak for nailing the talent portion of it.
We all actually, Justin was saying, and I agree, I don't know where you stand on this, Robbie. Maybe we talked about this, but the Tommy Simbazo, who is a great singer, who normally plays that role and dances.
Same
he
song?
Should be, no, well, a song, a but classic that's a, 80s song.
Yeah, I like that one because it's a ballad.
Yes.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
That might be, it was True by Spandau Ballet. Yeah. That might work. The only thing that I found, and this might be a little bit too inside, the only thing that I found was that's about a 3-minute deal, and then the very next person does about a 5-second deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That gets a little distracting. Now, I understand that person's cut off.
Right.
But
well, we can reverse the order. But anyway, we can play around.
Yeah.
The song should be a minute. It shouldn't be 3 minutes.
Yeah. But and it, you're right. And it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
They do verse, chorus, that's it.
Right. But no, we, you know, Dirk Vastrick, Hall of Famer in the Mike O'Mara Show, said he hadn't laughed that hard in 10 years at the show. So I think everyone had a great time. I had a great time. I opened up the Mike O'Mara Show with stand-up.
What happened 10 years ago that he made him laugh so much?
Exactly. I got to open up the show, and there was a fog machine that they had out for when Pony walked out as an astronaut. And I had some fun with that. But that kept going off during my set. I got some good pictures of that. Shout out to Jeff Hancock. But that was a raucous crowd, and that let me know that Saturday night, that our show was going to be the same vibe.
And our show really gets off the rails, which lends itself to just getting a little nutty, which
yes.
Obviously that was going to happen with this crowd.
No, absolutely. So I think I can't wait to hopefully this becomes a regular thing. And, you know, I don't know where they're going to do it next year, but it is election day, Joe, so why don't we vote on where we would like it to be next year, where we think is the best? I'll just give some of the possibilities. We go back to Vegas, the exact same situation. Mike is in Florida. There's obviously a lot of the Key West, just throw that out there. Back to D.C., that's the home base for a lot of the listeners. Jimmy Cerrito noted... P1, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, huge Buffalo Bills fan, says 2019 live show in Buffalo / Niagara Falls. Casinos, check. Bars, check. Breweries, check. Wings, check. Tours, things, check. Scenic views, check. Outdoor keg parties, hockey, check. Football, sort of.
I don't want to go to Buffalo in November.
Well, nobody says it has to be November, Robbie. But I would go to Niagara Falls, Buffalo.
So this is going to, I don't want to get too inside. I loved Vegas.
Yeah.
Because it was also a blast.
Yes.
Right? I'm not saying Buffalo wouldn't be a blast, and also the people that we go with make it super fun. But I don't know how to say this. We don't make any money doing this, right? We make no money because we have to pay for hotels, airfare, and, you know, we have people that we have to pay to do the murder mystery with us. They get paid too. So we end up, you know, basically.
So you want to go to D.C.
So D.C. would be ideal, or you said Vegas or Key West, just as a vacation. So if I happen to be there and I also happen to get to, you know, make a little bit of money to help offset the cost of my vacation, then yeah, I would do that. Buffalo doesn't really fit into that category. So I would not want to go to Buffalo. I'm by the way, if it was all expenses paid,
right,
then yes, I would go anywhere that they asked us to go. But if it's going to be anywhere near what it was this time, then, you know.
Well, what did you do in Vegas that you couldn't do at any other place with a casino?
Well, that's you have amazing steakhouses in Vegas, which,
that's
you know,
true.
And also you have, if you're into what Robbie's into, great buffets.
Yes.
There's great places to eat there.
I had some really good meals. After you left, we really lived it up on Sunday, Twan and I.
Where'd you go?
Well, she's a huge fan of... By the way, I vote for Key West.
I've been there, and I love Key West, too. So, yeah, that would be cool, too. Maybe by then, my body will be in a place where I can sit out.
Yes, then.
I'll be married.
But I also know the best deal in terms of them getting a venue is probably Zappos in Vegas.
So I'll rank them.
So my guess would be Vegas. Okay, you rank them.
I'm going to go one DC.
Okay.
Just for financial reasons. With no lodging, no airfare. We
what
could
about
actually
Atlantic City?
Make some money. Yeah, Atlantic City would be good. We could drive there. Mm-hmm. But also you try to think, where will listeners go?
Yes.
So DC is probably where they have their biggest
hub.
Vegas would be number two. Go back to Vegas. Robbie would like that because he already knows the audiovisual capabilities. He doesn't need to start.
And the concierge is.
God, you better hope that guy still works there, Robbie. Yeah. You have to go through all that again. Listen to the bonus show, by the way.
Now I know the theater is state of the art. That's a brand.
Yeah,
new
was
theater.
That was a real wonder whether it would be or not. Yeah.
And then Key West next, and then I guess following up the rear. No offense to Jimmy, but Buffalo would be the last.
What
place
about the other Jimmy Amato, who said he wants to do the Pittsburgh on the Allegheny River?
No, yeah. Next.
The casino's there too.
Yeah. You might as well go to Manassas, Virginia.
What about New York, New York?
Is that in the conversation?
I don't know. I mean, why not? God. It's got to be a destination.
What's the matter
place?
With? Hold on, Robbie went. Oh God, what's the matter?
It's just. I mean, you've been in New York City, right? I just don't like being there. It's not my thing.
All right. Well, let's pass it along to Mike and the boys.
it's out of my hands.
I would rank, Key West one, but I think it's going to be Vegas again, just because the hard part is finding the venue.
If it's Vegas again, no problem.
Yeah.
The thing that made me take the biggest hit is I lost $900 there top of everything else that I spent.
I won a little money, so.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, I got a little lucky, then I gave a lot back, but whatever. So, Tawanda is a huge fan of all things Gordon Ramsay, and the main thing is the Hell's Kitchen TV show, which is, I don't know, it's been on, I think there's 17 seasons or something. So, they have a Hell's Kitchen restaurant in Las Vegas. Now, her quest to get a good, what's it called, beef Wellington has been an ongoing thing. There's a place.
It didn't happen in night one.
Right. Well, I'll back up. For her birthday, we would like to go to this place in Annapolis. You and Katie went there, too. What's it called?
Yeah, it's called, it's the name of a steak. It's like the ribeye or something like that. But, yeah, are you going to say they closed?
No, but we went there one year, and I Googled, like, best filet mignon in the area, and they came up. Then we went there the next year. They no longer had it on the menu.
They're also,
all right, I want fucking meat.
Stop. Yeah. They no longer exist now.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, they closed.
Okay. I think it's just called the Chop House.
That's it. That's exactly what it is, the Chop House.
Well, that's too bad. Because you get half off with your party with two people on your birthday.
Yeah.
Good times. So then.
Maybe that's why they went out of business.
Maybe that's why. Then we were in the airport in BWI. There's a BGR burger. You ever seen those joints?
Love BGR.
I love them too. They had a beef Wellington burger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, this is not really going to be what you want, but it's something. And she goes, order. No, we're out of the mushrooms. Okay. So then. The Triple George Grill, which is right across the street from our hotel, where you, the four of us, you, Katie, and the two of us, were going to go to dinner. I saw that it's on the menu, and she orders it, and it was like a new take on it.
You know what? I didn't think that place was great.
I don't know. How was your? I didn't.
It was. It was fine. I mean, yeah. It was. I've had steaks in Vegas. I've eaten at Nine Steakhouse in the Palms. I've eaten at BLT and the MGM. Blow those places away. Blow whatever that place we went to.
The server goes, this is the longest, oldest steakhouse in downtown. It's 13 years old.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
That means they can't stay open here.
So fast forward, we want to go to Hell's Kitchen. I go, they have beef Wellington on their dinner menu. All the dinner reservations, it's like 10:45 p.m. And I'm like, no. So I go, they have lunch. We can do Sunday. You know, I'm thinking 3 p.m. Redskins game is over. Thank God I saw that.
Ugh.
Yeah. By the way, Redskins and Ravens, season's just ended Sunday, but whatever. So she's like, okay, that's good, because he wants to go. She looks on the menu more closely. They have a three-course, you know, fixed price thing. You get, like, a soup or a salad. The entree, there's only one choice, beef Wellington. And then a dessert.
So?
And $69. And the wine pairing, it's $99. You get a wine with each course. So we go there, and super cool, great service. Our waiter was awesome. You could get a pumpkin soup or a Caesar salad. She asked, which is better? He goes, you know what? You can always get a Caesar salad. Let's go for the pumpkin soup. And you know what? I'm thinking, I don't know. Is that going to be good? It was amazing. The lobster risotto, which was a main thing on the show, was incredible. And she loved the beef wellington. It was a home run. She got to meet the winner, because when you win the show, you go and work at one of these restaurants.
And this
so one of her favorite contestants was there. The guy, the server had her come over. They talked. They took pictures. I took some pictures with Tawana that I'd never seen her this happy. I mean, she looked
like
a schoolgirl.
She finally got what she was looking for.
Exactly.
So real quick, as an aside, do you know who that is?
I know that's you as a teenager or something.
Well, not a teenager.
23 years old.
Something very young. Yeah. That is, of course, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, Elaine, yes. I see
and,
that.
And my ex-wife just sent me a picture that she found of me and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I saw her at the Oriole game. She's actually from Towson.
That's right.
So anyway, you know what? I'll put that on Twitter.
I like. How old are you then?
Let me see. So the Camden Yards opened in, what, 92, 91, 92?
I don't know.
So I'm about 21, 22 years old, yeah.
So then that night we go to Nacho Daddy, which apparently has three different locations in Vegas, one on the Strip. And it was friggin' awesome. Mexican food, tacos, fajitas, nachos, margaritas. Super, super awesome, delicious. Definitely going to go there again in Vegas.
I didn't have a great meal. I had a great experience. We went to the Heart Attack Grill.
Yes. And you know what? Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about the karaoke and the wine out of a freaking
IV
an IV bag. Rob and Josh will be right back.
Please don't let this feeling end. It's everything I am. Everything I want to be.
We're losing listeners.
Yes.
God, Robbie, what the fuck is wrong with you? Can I say one thing about Don Rickles? I know I'm the only one in the world. I think he's overrated.
You know you never liked me. You never liked me. You like Newhart better than me. You always did.
Don't worry. If you want to hang out with him, you can still join his wrestling school.
So Robbie's been mad at you and Katie's mad at you back-to-back days.
So,
I was not mad.
God, they can't make a real face.
What's Joe's favorite dance song of all time?
Probably my favorite
Macarena.
Dance song? No.
You know how much I worship Brian Regan, right, Rob?
Can you blow him so it's not embarrassing for me?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, I can't escape the Rob and Joe show.
I want to feel her lips to see if there's any treadwear.
Will you stop talking about Jeff Hancock?
So, if we get a cat, it'll be named Fernando.
I'm a squirter.
Would it be weird if I have Jeremy be my date to your wedding?
Dude, I would do heroin every day and then take it.
Man, there's some old-ass N-words in there. And
you are an old-ass N-word.
Could you point me to the cock ring section?
Stop.
We bought four of those.
Damn, what a baller.
Is that a cock ring?
Stop. Who are you most excited about meeting, Katie?
Meeting, I think Jim Amato.
Yeah, Jim
nice.
Amato is going to be great.
Amato.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic. Joe and Katie have made up.
That's awesome.
Looking through the eyes of love.
Oh, so good.
In with the old Melissa Manchester.
Oh, bravo. Well done. You know, Jim said to me, he said, hey, wait till you hear what I put together for this week. And you know,
this
lie.
Month of October.
This month. I'm sorry. I meant for this week's show that he put together. Dude, awesome. Awesome. That's the best one we've ever heard, I think. We get a whole month.
Yeah. I love them all.
Yeah. Sorry. But that was a month. It was so, I want to just listen to that. Our show could just be that. We could just play that. Don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that'd be, or at least just half the show.
Right.
So anyway, we're trying to find a place to eat. You weren't even there. It was just me, Katie, Justin Schlegel, and Eric Woodworth. We're like, where should we eat? We passed this place called the Heart Attack Grill. By the way, if you weigh 350, you eat for free.
There's a scale that you step on out there that everyone sees your weight. They also have a sign that says, for hate mail, and they give you the address to send.
Would you like to, Eric stepped on. Would you like to take a guess?
I believe you said it. It's,
Robbie, do you want to guess then if you didn't hear the number?
Yeah, I do. It's 295.
Rob, do you remember what it was?
306.
306, that's right,
yeah.
306. He wasn't even close. 44 nope. pounds he'd have to gain just to eat for free there. It's not worth it, I don't think. But it's a cool place. They don't serve, like, Katie, want to get a Diet Coke? No. You can't buy a Diet Coke.
Well, talk about what you have to put on to get in the place.
You have to put on a hospital gown.
Yes.
In order to eat there. And if you don't finish your food, you get paddled. Now, when it was just the four of us sat down originally, Robbie came late and you and Tawanda came late. But we noticed that somebody got up and started singing karaoke. Mm-hmm. And there was maybe, I don't know, maybe 60, 70 people in there. You think that's...
Yeah, they have these stairs that you go up and you're above the bar. There's a little hallway thing or whatever you want to call it, ledge.
Now, we have Justin Schlegel and Eric Woodworth with
us.
So I knew once that was made available, it, shit was about to get super fun, right? So Robbie was already there, and I texted you and I said, you need to get here.
And I said, why? And then he goes, you know what? I'm just going to believe him. And then I said, I said, why? And then I immediately said, headed that way. I mean, it's just you walk to it from our hotel. It's not far.
Yeah. And of course, Justin gets up. He sings Achy Breaky Heart. He starts talking about, maybe I shouldn't say, there's a video of it. I don't think he'd...
Well, we'll try to put together some video of the whole thing. But yeah, he kept, you know, I'm on edibles. How you doing? I'm on marijuana. Having a good time. I'm seeing triple.
Yeah.
Hey, don't take my heart.
Yeah, it was great. And then Eric went up
Hold on, hold on. Oh. He kept saying, hi, my name's Chris Restivo. So, if you're a new listener, Chris Restivo is the worst comic of all time, the worst impression of all time, impressionist, and the most annoying Trump lover of all time. And so, Justin, I'm Chris Restivo. Check me out on Facebook. I think you'll like what you read. Chris Restivo. I'm on edibles. Don't take my heart.
So,
and then he closes his set with, hey, ever had a good time in Vegas? Cops love it when you grab for their gun. Go out there, kids.
Yeah, and then, of course, Eric went up, and he sang Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but he sang the Weird Al version, Girls Just Want to Have Lunch.
Yes.
And, of course, these guys are destroying
By the way, says my name's Chris Restivo.
Also says he's Chris Restivo. Everyone in the crowd is going crazy, and, of course, if you're listening and you were at the murder mystery, you know how friggin' hilarious Eric is. But this is something I thought was cool, is that the waitresses were filming both those guys with their phones. Now, they work there. They see people up there all the time.
It was becoming a thing.
And they're like, these are who we... Now, what happens next? The listeners, if you're a regular listener, you know what happens next. Robbie decides to want to then follow both Justin and
that was,
Eric.
I didn't get to pick the order. If I had picked the order, I said, I want to go up first. Now, after they did everybody cajoled me into doing it.
But hit Robbie, don't get started. No. He's already getting mad. But listen,
I'm getting defensive because it's like I know if I can't fucking follow those two.
Well, no,
I wish I could have just taken my name off the list. But I would have got more shit if I had taken my name off.
No, proud of you.
Yeah, well, let me say this: I would not have gone up.
No, I'm applauding your bravery.
I wouldn't have gone up, but let's be honest. You said you had been cajoled, but you love karaoke. I get it. I get that. That's what happened.
I was ecstatic that you went up.
Yeah, I was happy that you went up. What are you mad about?
Go ahead. Finish your story.
Don't take
by the way,
heart.
The maddest Robbie's ever gotten on this show has been about karaoke.
It's a subject with him.
Maybe I should stop. Yeah.
So Robbie sings, I Will Survive, which is ironic because it sounds like you're not going to survive this conversation. But I like what Robbie, he yelled at the sound guy to turn it up.
Yes, he got mad. It was the most Robbie thing ever. He yelled at the person who was running the karaoke, who probably has played karaoke for 800 people.
Right.
But he yelled at him to turn the music up.
And
I actually sang it. I made it part of the lyrics.
I thought you did great. And you also said, my name is Chris Restivo.
Yes, that was good.
And none of them plugged the murder mystery that night, which was just classic. So Katie has some video of that. We got to put together a video because people need to see.
Well,
that.
The end
so
of the one other thing at the end. Our waitress, I don't know how to describe her. She had big giant boobs and her face was beautiful and she had a big giant fat ass, right?
Yeah,
was that the best way to?
A short, stocky, powerful woman.
And if you did not finish your meal, which Robbie and Rob and Tawana were not subject to because they didn't eat.
Right.
But if you didn't finish your meal, you got spanked.
And it was hard to finish these meals.
So I got a double burger, but each patty is a half a pound.
Jesus.
So obviously I wasn't going to eat the bread.
Right.
So I might have gotten paddled anyway. Right.
What about the shake that you get?
I didn't get the shake. Justin did.
I want you to tell us about that.
Yeah, Justin got a shake. It had a pat of butter on top of it. I don't think you're...
It had like a half a stick of butter in it.
Whatever it was, you're not supposed to eat that, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I don't think I want that. But anyway, at the end, we go over to get paddled, and I think, well, this is, they can't really hit you that hard because they're liable.
Yeah.
You can't just... But they do.
Oh, yeah. It the sound... People... Because there's a window. People are just staring at the three of you getting your ass destroyed.
I felt like more people were there for me than the other two. I don't know how why that happened.
They've heard about you.
But, yeah, they started walking over. But she hit me so hard, man. I was like, God, that's... I mean, it's pretty close to being... Well, wait a minute. You shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I liked it, though.
No, it's... I didn't... You know, of course, I didn't eat there. I didn't have to do that. But it seemed legitimately painful.
Well, since Robbie's mad at me already, I'm going to have to... Let me get this out of the way,
okay.
If I could.
Oh, boy.
So...
Oh, boy.
There was a... just some random guy sitting at the blackjack table with us.
Right.
And Justin started making the joke that this guy was Billy Ocean. Clearly, he's not Billy Ocean. Looks nothing like Billy Ocean. Okay. So, a little bit later, we start talking about it, and then I realize Robbie believes that we met Billy Ocean. So, I show him a picture... Knowing as soon as he looks at this picture, he's going to realize that we didn't meet Billy Ocean. He looks legitimately, looks right at the picture of some guy who looks nothing like Billy Ocean.
Just a black guy.
Just
a
black
age,
guy. Here's
rage.
The beauty of the picture is that he only has $10 in front of him. Like, why the hell would Billy Ocean be sitting down with $10? And so at that point, I can't, there's no going back. I have to let it play out.
Yeah.
Robbie, and I don't know the end of the story, but Robbie actually said, oh, cool, I can't wait to send this picture to my girlfriend because she loves Billy Ocean. So he sends this picture of somebody who, it's like a 5'5" black guy with a mustache and a hat. And he looks nothing like Billy Ocean. And he then sends the picture to his girlfriend saying, hey, who do you think this is? Well, of course, who knows who she guessed because right. I don't know who this guy is. Right. Anyway, Robbie, you get to tell the end of this story because, of course... Because I have no idea what happened.
When I eventually said, it's Billy Ocean, she said, that's not Billy Ocean.
Yeah, but why, when you saw the picture, did you think it still was Billy Ocean?
Because he had the guy had white hair, his facial hair. Billy Ocean has white hair now. I've seen pictures of Billy Ocean recently. He had white hair under his hat, but he didn't have the beard. He always wears a beard.
And he has dreadlocks, too.
No, he no longer has a dreadlocks, Joe. He just has a regular afro.
Robbie's up to date.
So you think that guy looks like Billy Ocean?
After my girlfriend told me it wasn't Billy Ocean, then I started comparing to actual pictures of Billy Ocean, and I could see that it wasn't him.
How much time did this whole Billy Ocean investigation take you?
Me? Like 5 minutes.
Okay.
But it was after I'd already texted her and told her it was Billy Ocean. And she told me, no, it's not. That's not Billy Ocean.
Was she like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's clearly not Billy Ocean.
If we meet Billy Ocean, I'm taking a picture and Robbie's not going to believe it. I can't believe it. No, seriously, it's Billy Ocean. Okay, guys. Yeah.
Now you're going to have to do it like the boy who cried wolf. You got to do it a couple more times.
Well, that's true.
I tweeted out, hey, we just met Billy Ocean, and somebody said, no pics, and I sent that picture. I literally sent the picture of the guy who was just sitting at the table. By the way, his hat was like a hat from another resort. It was like
right.
He had some.
By the way, this wasn't at the nicest resort in town, was it? That you saw this picture of this fake Billy Ocean.
Billy,
was that Joe's Hotel?
It was at, the SLS.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
It was nice.
Yeah. Have you heard this story, Robbie? So... Joe and I that later after the Heart Attack Grill, we had the murder mystery was later that night, and I had to do a couple things back in the room, get these folders together. You wanted to go to the buffet, so did Justin, so did Eric. Justin, Eric, and Tawanda wanted to do this virtual reality stormtrooper star. I don't know what the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
So you all, Joe, Katie, Tawanda, and Justin, and Eric took, and Robbie, I guess, took a cab or a Lyft. Onto the strip, and I went back to the room. Tawanda tells me, you get out of the car, she's walking, Katie's in front of both of you, you grab Tawanda's hand.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
And she's like, are you helping me something? You had thought you were holding Katie's hand.
Yeah, Tawanda was kind of behind me, uh-huh. Right? It's, by the way, Katie looks as much like Tawanda as this guy looked like Billy Ocean. So it's a reasonable, yeah. But I put my hand behind me. I assumed Katie was walking beside me.
Right.
And she goes, what? Like, I can't remember what she said, but she wasn't rude about it. Right. Clearly, she did. And I go, oh, yes. I definitely thought Tawanda was Katie, and I held her hand.
She said you have very soft hands. It's clear you've done very little manually.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Hey, one other story I forgot to tell about the same table where I met the great Billy Ocean. Mm-hmm. So this guy, I'm sitting at the table. I don't know if I even told you this. We're all sitting at the table. Justin's there. Eric's there. Katie, right. We're all there. And I'm sitting there, and this guy goes, hey, do you mind if I play? I go, no, you'll be good luck. As soon as I said luck, I turn around, it's a midget. So I'm like, oh, fuck, right? And he goes, the guy goes, yeah, I'm part leprechaun. So he made a joke, but I needed to laugh harder at the joke to let him know that I wasn't uncomfortable with just referring to a midget as, sorry, dwarf is the correct term. Little person, whatever. Yeah, sorry. As being good luck. But right. I didn't see this guy before he said that, before I said he was good luck. Well, I never would have said that otherwise.
Was he good luck?
Yeah, it's probably the only places I won, yeah.
There you go.
If he would have gone to the craps table, I would have been in better shape. That's where I lost all my money.
Did you send a picture to Robbie and say, look, I met Tom Cruise?
He sends it to everybody you know. That's not Tom Cruise. There's no mustache. Their facial features are very similar.
All right, let's take a break. We'll wrap this up. Robin Shosha.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob blew... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
The Rob and Joe Show.
I took several Lyft rides. I don't usually use Lyft, but I had this 50% off for like 10 rides.
So love
I was like,
Lyft.
Sweet. I tipped every single one of them except for one person. This woman, what do you think she told me that she... think she should do for a living that made me not tip her?
She should be a stand-up comic.
Exactly.
And you didn't tip her. Now,
she said not one funny thing in the 15-minute ride.
Not only do I tip, I always tip $5 mm-hmm. on every Lyft ride.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
And I always do that because of the, you told me the story about Todd, well, sorry, yes. Dr. Gill told us the Todd Moore story, even though what he said the story was about was actually the story.
Right, yes.
And that's a Todd Moore has a shitty Uber rating. Mm-hmm. And I want to have a great Lyft rating. So every single time I get in a Lyft, I say the same thing. I said, you know, I used to use Lyft because you couldn't tip on Uber. I wanted them to know I'm going to tip because
yes.
I want the 5 stars. So, and I'll bet you my rating's 5 stars.
Why don't you look at it?
Can you see your own rating? I don't think you can.
You can on Uber.
You can.
Yeah, you can now on Uber, and I have 5 stars.
You can't.
I don't know if you can on Lyft. I just started using it. I'm not savvy with the Lyft.
No, I don't think I can see my ratings, but I also kind of I'm a shill for the stars.
Ride history, personal, business, nope. All right. So you always tip 5. That's a lot.
Hey, you know Katie had a self-driving car when she did Lyft. Do you know that?
I saw that you could do that.
So you had to basically just say, I'm willing to have a self-driving car. Doesn't mean you're going to get one. You
right.
just put yourself out there to get one. One showed up, but there's a guy who takes over if it fucks up. And
okay.
the guy took over.
Oh, that's not good.
So I guess it was too close yeah. or something to another car, so then he took over and he drove the rest of the way. I'd love to have a self-driving car.
Yeah, I would try that. Know? Sure.
Did you guys hear about my Uber ride? From the airport to the hotel the first night.
Mm-mm. Sure, it's going to be hilarious. No,
it's,
I know
it's too long a story to tell, but basically, I've never had a problem with Uber before, but it was the driver's first day.
Yeah.
And the app was fucking up. So I was charged, guess how many times?
Oh, yeah,
ride.
You did
and,
tell
oh,
me.
Oh, and wait, and the driver didn't show up.
It's like 4 or 5 times or something, right?
6 times.
Jesus.
Well, let me tell you this. If I know my Robbie like I think I do, you got your money back.
Oh, yes.
Since you're the big tipper, Joe, what would you do in this situation? I get back to BWI. I'm in the garage, the daily garage. I had left my inside light on. So my battery's dead. So I'm like, motherfucker. Because it was so funny because Tawana and I would just talk about how our bags, I wouldn't say they were the first three, but they were three of the first 10 that came off.
Oh, so you were like, this never happens.
Right.
You were so
excited.
We
walk out, the bus came right up. I mean, it was like, this is amazing. And then, so I go over there, there's a button you can press and it calls for help or whatever. This lady answers. I say, where we're at. You know, there's numbered spots, are easy to find. She goes, all right, we'll send someone up. I say, okay. Like 10 minutes, it's fine.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, he gets out, he has this big piece of paper. I'm like, am I getting charged? I don't know what this, how this works. And I guess I have to write my name and address and license number, I guess, because he's a contracted out, he has to show, whatever.
Right.
So there's no charge. So I'm like, all right. So I gave him $5.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
He gets paid.
Right.
He probably took him, what, it'd take him 5 minutes to do it?
No, no. He has this the box thing.
He put it on.
Yeah,
you start it up.
15 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$5 is good.
Yeah. Robbie?
Are you asking me if the tip was okay?
Would you tip at all, or would you?
No, I would tip in that situation.
Yeah.
If I had cash. I'd be like, yeah. Do you have Venmo? Yeah.
Well, I came back from Vegas, man. I don't know that t-shirt money.
Hey, let me say one more thing. Justin Schlegel and Eric Woodworth rode over on the plane. and they proceeded to get so shit-faced that
poor plane.
Yeah, the plane, I'm sure. Matter of fact, Justin bought 24 wings to bring on the plane, stuck it under a seat in front of him so he could break them out after they were in mid-flight just to fuck with people. But Eric said to Justin, hey, I dare you to go into that bathroom, take all your clothes off, and take a picture. Do you know this?
I didn't know that was it started at a dare.
So he goes in there.
Hold on.
I'm telling the story. So he goes in there, takes the picture, comes back. A few minutes later, he goes, I dare you go back, do it, do a handstand and do it. He does. He goes back in, takes all his clothes off in that bathroom.
That's hard to do.
I can't even pee in that bathroom.
Right.
It's so tiny. Gets his hands on that disgusting ground, puts his feet in the air, and snaps a picture of his dick and balls falling towards him. Oh, God, these guys are so ridiculous. That's what you missed if you didn't see the murder mystery, everyone.
Yeah, come back, come next year. Or if you're local, come to AMP in Bethesda, November 17th.
Yeah, I'm going to be you that day.
You are. I'm going to be in Portland. You know, last time I was there, I was with the Hey Frey show live event, and I did her podcast last week, and this all happened on your old night show, Irresponsible Radio, where I did the bit about being able to analyze dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
And a woman called in and I said, I think that you're cheating on your husband and you're feeling guilty. And she admitted that that was right.
Seriously?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
Well, I thought you meant on, yeah. No, I do remember
show.
That. Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm just making this up. I haven't read a single book. I have no knowledge of this. So I had mentioned that to her because, you know, she wanted to do a dating. We help with people writing your dating profiles. And I had mentioned our Scott Apple story and how that's a huge, biggest success story of all time. Success. And anyway, so I go do this dream thing with her. And people are, you know, chiming in on Facebook and asking questions. And it occurred to me later when she talked to me that I think she thought I was just going to make it all funny. Where I'm just trying to make up the truth. What I think it is, which isn't necessarily funny. So this woman writes in that she has this recurring dream of being in this old house, this big house, and there's this little blonde girl chasing her around, and she keeps running from her. And I'm like, you know, I think that blonde girl is you as a child, and something happened to you as a child that you need to face. And afterwards, I'm like, I'm just making this up. I'm just telling her something horrible happened in her childhood.
Did she say agree?
Well, this is just Facebook. They're just writing it.
Oh,
well,
I see.
We're not having a conversation. So, but now later I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, didn't something horrible happen in everyone's childhood?
That you're having nightmares about it? Really?
Of course.
No.
I mean, you know.
No?
No, everybody has something. I mean, my brother and I lost a mother. I'm sure
That's not normal. That's a more extreme, horrible thing to happen than the average person.
Well, I mean, your parents were divorced.
Yeah, but I don't have any.
Yeah, but you don't. I'm just saying some people struggle with that. It's something
right.
Shitty happened. I mean, that could apply, but I'm just saying, you know.
It could apply, but should I be saying
everybody
that?
Thinks the thing that happened to them is the most horrible.
That's true.
Really? I don't feel like what happened to me was the most horrible.
Really?
No. No, I mean,
it's generally it's human nature to feel that way. Like my thing was the worst.
Yeah, that's you're probably right.
I grew up with Robbie.
He grew up with you. You grew up with Gramps and the raking. You think the raking, the yard
God,
was the
I'll
worst.
Tell you what, man. The raking was fucking horrible, man. It really was.
And Joe has flashbacks every time he sees the leaves falling this time.
No, but this is true. The reason I have such a problem with fall is because of the slave labor.
Yes.
That's a fact.
You should see my yard. It's bad.
Do you have to get out there and do it?
Unless I pay someone.
Well, you're also a grown man.
Yeah.
I was a small child.
Right. I also don't want to do it.
Yeah. No, but you at least you have the means to.
Yes.
By the way, my father is you in this scenario. He just had children to do it.
That's
you're going
to
pay somebody to do it.
Yeah, I might have to. I mean, I could just do it, but I don't want to. Do you think if we can get Gramps to next year's TMOS convention, will that get Mac Bergson out for sure, you think?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike could probably get a lot of people out.
Yeah. I couldn't. Everywhere I went, people were recognizing. We went to Caesar's for the Hell's Kitchen. This is not anywhere near our hotel. It's a giant place. Two people that were at the murder mystery, they saw us.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did they say how much they loved it?
They did. They said it was great. It was just, wow, everywhere I go. It was the airport. So on the way out, some guy called me Joe. I didn't correct him. I was a real rude to him.
Fuck off.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's
it.
So.
Hey, great shout out to everyone we met in Vegas. Super awesome people. Great times. We look forward to doing it all again somewhere in a year.
I liked everyone I met. And also, as you mentioned already, November 17th, come out. Actually, that's the first. That's the last. There's only going to be one murder mystery in the next 30 days. That's it.
Oh, we need a break. That's good. Because we did, we had Halloween.
Oh, man, yeah.
At the Improv.
Going to Vegas.
Yeah.
We were at the Improv the next day. We flew out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're exhausted.
It was crazy.
Then you came back and did the pregame for the Ravens.
Yeah, pretty much flawless.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd made a lot of mistakes in the previous shows, but this one I was able to actually soldier through.
You rose to the occasion. And I'll be in Portland at Helium, Portland, Oregon, November, 15th through the 17th. Shout out to, Melissa Booker. That's the correct name, Missy. She's going to be, did I get that right, Robbie?
Yes.
I have the names, sorry. Talking to her on Facebook. She's going to be at the show. Can't wait to meet you.
Can I say one more thing that
yes.
I'm not going to say who said it, but I'm telling you, Rob, who said
okay.
it. So we were supposed to have Trent Dilfer on the show.
Former Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Ravens.
Yes, and I talked to another ex-player, and he says that Trent Dilfer is still fucking bitter about not being a Raven the following year after the Super Bowl. He's still mad about it.
I get that.
Well, they traded for Elvis Gerback, who ended up having a horrible season
yeah.
and was gone in a year. It was awful. But yeah, they basically said, wow, we have one of the greatest defenses in history. If we have anybody who can play quarterback at even an above-average level, we could really start a dynasty here.
Yeah.
So they got rid of their Super Bowl-winning quarterback, and they brought in a guy who, he had an outstanding year the year prior with the Kansas City Chiefs. They brought him in, and didn't do anything.
Do you think that would make, because he was sort of proven right in that situation, Dilfer, that would lessen some of the bitterness, or does that make it strengthen it?
Same thing I said to this person who mm-hmm. said it. I said the exact same thing. I go, yeah, but he was right. Doesn't that vindicate him? I mean, I wouldn't be bitter. I'd be like, because here's the thing. Do you think that Trent Dilfer would have taken that team to another Super Bowl?
No.
No. So, but since he did not do it, you follow what I'm saying? Since that didn't happen, mm-hmm. then he doesn't have to go out and prove it.
Right.
You know what I mean? All he
yeah.
does is, hey, when I played for him, we won the Super Bowl, and then they brought in this other guy, and they weren't very good.
Yeah, and they didn't go to the playoffs the year before, right? So he can say, look, the guy before me, maybe they did. Maybe I'm just making it up.
I don't think they did. I think you're right. They
yeah.
didn't.
Can
well,
I just
yeah.
say, Rob, that I want to thank all the fans who were there because everybody was so nice. And I want to thank the Mike O'Mara Show, and I want to thank Zappos. I had a great time.
Absolutely. It was a first-rate weekend. Everyone was just awesome to hang out with and to work with and to tell jokes with and to drink with. There was a lot of that. Oscar, by the way, can drink more than me, and that's
oh, yeah.
saying a lot.
Yeah, there was a picture. They talk about this on the Mike O'Mara Show of Oscar laying in a booth in a restaurant.
Yeah.
The restaurant downstairs, and he's looking at his phone, but he's looking at the back of his phone.
till next week. Later, guys.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.